This one is for my readers. Are you tired of endlessly searching for your next great read? Well, let me tell you about Book of the Month, where the thrill of discovery meets the joy of reading. Sounds fun, right? Okay, so what I adore about the Book of the Month is their meticulous curation process. With just a handful of carefully chosen titles each month, they've mastered the art of making your next read an easy decision. If you're tired of making decisions, let's make it easy. And let's not forget about the fun factor. Every aspect of their service is designed to celebrate the love of reading and make it even more enjoyable for members like us, down to the cute blue box the books are delivered in. Now let me tell you about the April pick. I've tapped into The Husband's a Novel by Holly Gramazio. And let me tell you, it's a pretty interesting read. It gets into the complexities of marriage and identity, and it's set against a backdrop of mystery and suspense. It has a pretty intriguing plot twist, and there's some character development that's pretty good too. So I think you might enjoy it. Pick it up if it interests you. And if you're ready to embark on your next literary journey, head over to bookofthemonth.com. And guess what? They're offering our listeners a special deal. You can use code PASTEL at checkout to get your first book for just $5 this month only. That's code PASTEL at bookofthemonth.com to get your first book for $5 with free shipping always. Come on, my readers. Don't miss out on the chance to discover your next favorite read with Book of the Month. Happy reading.
With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom question you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice, and MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she's overcame. This book becomes a legacy and something you and your future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's giving you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. I'm so excited about MyLifeInABook.com because I'm planning on gifting my mom with this. She's always loved reflecting on memories and sharing her stories, and I know this will be the perfect gift to capture those moments for her. The thoughts of her flipping through the pages and reliving those cherished memories brings a smile to my face already. Check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code BRAVADO at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com. Use code BRAVADO for 10% off today. This is Germany.
And this is Brittany.
And this is the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
A motivating and encouraging podcast where we focus on building community amongst colorful women alike.
Join us weekly as we sit down and have candid conversations on various topics and issues surrounding self-care, self-love, health and wellness, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and much more.
And trust, if we don't have the answers, we'll call on our expert homegirls who do.
Our goal is to create a safe space for growth, inspiration, laughter, and love, free of judgment, in hopes that after you listen, you're a little more knowledgeable or at least a little more entertained than before.
It's homegirl vibes here. Real, raw, and a little funny.
A lot of fucking funny.
So thanks for tuning in to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey, girls, welcome back. How's it going?
Hey, hey, hey. Hey, girlies, missed you. We are back. We're back. Okay, I'm getting ready to start. Hey, girl, how was your weekend?
It was cool. I went home for Thanksgiving.
Yee.
With my family.
Mm-hmm. How was that?
I managed.
It was good.
It was cool. Yeah. We'll. I'm gonna leave it at we shall overcome.
You know it's tough. It's tough dealing with our families.
Yeah. On the spectrum, We're not on the deep end, but there's work that we have to do. I'll say that.
Yeah.
How was your Thanksgiving with your family?
It was good. This was the second year we did plant-based Thanksgiving.
Plant-based menu.
Vegan Thanksgiving. So it was good. My sister came through with the mac and cheese.
Chef Wook.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Chef Wook in the mix. You seen that little vegan rap?
Yeah. I saw it on
Chef
Jada
Nikki in the mix.
I saw it on Jada Pinkett Smith's.
Yeah.
Instagram. Yeah.
Yeah, so it was good. Next year, come to Thanksgiving with us. If you don't go to the Bay or go to Graham's, try the vegan Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I'm here for it. Yeah. I love vegan cuisine.
And we're going to do a Friendsgiving.
Or you could always save me.
Yeah, I'll save. I made my first sweet potato pie.
She did, and I must say it was good. I tasted the sweet potato pie. It was good. My contribution every Thanksgiving is a sweet potato pie. I don't contribute anything else. I know how to cook.
Uh-huh.
But I contributed sweet potato pie. But this year, I requested from my mom for Christmas a juicer,
okay,
knives, and pots and pans. Because I'm really ready to get into my bag with the cooking, with the chefing.
I like it. I like it.
Yeah, I'm down to try the vegan.
Yeah,
Thanksgiving for sure. And we are having a Friendsgiving. We were supposed to have a Friendsgiving this year, but time
growth
keeps on slipping.
Growth. We'll have it next year.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was good. So everybody had a good time. We ate up. My mom's boyfriend and Brett were like, "Do we have to do this every year?"
They want to stick to the root.
They want some.
Well,
some
at least
tradition.
They were open to.
Yeah.
They were receptive to this year, but
they were.
I agree. It's fair to throw in a little bits and pieces of what they want because they haven't transitioned.
Yes, and maybe we can do every other for them. We would still cook, but maybe make a small batch of regular mac and cheese or some regular dressing.
Yeah.
I don't know how to cook any of that, so that would be on whoever's.
I know how to make mac and cheese. I flex the muscle a little bit. I flex it a little bit. I don't know how to make dressing.
I would need
dressing
a recipe.
Dressing is something that I feel like a grandmother needs to touch.
Wook can show you.
Okay.
Wook's dressing is good.
Okay, I need Wook to show me.
She flips it
and tumbles it.
Flip and tumble it, okay? She gets in her bag with the food. So my contribution was cranberry sauce coupled with that pie, sweet potato pie.
There we go.
Yeah. So, oh yeah, and... Well, by the time you're listening to this, the sale will be over. But all the girlfriends who bought your merch.
Oh, yeah.
Good job, ladies.
Yeah, thank you, girls. We appreciate.
You're going to be looking like baddies. Furthermore, there's some new shit that's going to be dropping soon.
Speaking of new shit, new week, new tea.
Where we kiki with you and you kiki with we.
So.
What's tea?
Over the holidays, a lot of shit popped off.
Okay, let it rip.
Apparently, Future is expecting a new baby from some...
5011. His 5011th baby.
He's expecting a new baby, allegedly, from some Insta... I don't know if she's an Insta model, but some model thought hybrid.
Dead at the hybrid. Dead at a hybrid. That they do be a hybrid. Her name is Eliza Rain.
I've never heard of her, but...
Same.
She has the Future body.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently she's expecting with Future. She got offended because he offered to pay for the abortion. They were just cuddy buddies. She had a nigga. Obviously, he's had women. But they dibbled and dabbled into the pot. And now she's expecting and she decided to do the out.
What a mess.
At this point, what are you telling us for? I feel like, what are you telling us for? Are you having the baby or not? Have your baby and go. There's no need to announce that you're having a baby by Future.
You know,
really
they be,
anyone, but what?
They be wanting people to know.
But what are we going to do? What are we supposed to do?
The same thing we do with all social media content that is just for content.
Yeah.
That's it. It's not necessarily that she wants
content
us to know.
Content coupled with a check.
Yeah. We didn't have to know anything. She's talking about, I wanted to keep my pregnancy a secret. And
you could have.
Could have.
That's the thing that killed me. She was like, I didn't want to come on here. In the past, I've done things to make a fool of myself.
For attention and shit.
Yeah.
But the point is, we didn't have to know who your BD was. BD is baby daddy.
As long as you and Future know, make a plan for how you guys are going to move forward in the future.
And take care of that
baby. And leave us out of it. Collect your child support. set up visitation. You know, all these things can be done without us. That's all
Sierra
I'm saying.
Escaped that.
Sierra really dodged a bullet.
Wow, sis.
Did you see Russell's speech?
No, what did he say?
You know, I didn't hear exactly what he said, but I just saw people writing comments saying, wow, a man, Sierra, send us the prayer. Sierra, send us the prayer.
He must have went in and put God in it.
He put God in and he said his kids. We know that he only has one biological with Sierra. So, you know, that pulls at heartstrings when you claim.
The kids that aren't birthright by yours. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, I mean, we all can agree that Russell Wilson seems like a pretty decent gentleman.
Yeah, stand-up guy.
And Sierra, she pulled the anime's friend. You only got to tell me once.
Goodbye, on to the next. What else is up?
I'm out.
Dwight Howard. Okay. Dwight, what the fuck? Okay.
Dwight Howard was also outed.
I am just done.
For having some sexual relations with
a trans woman.
Yeah.
Which, whatever, you know.
Yeah. Which is fine.
Right.
I'm guessing. I don't know if he's lying to him. The only way it's not okay is if he's lying to people. Now, if he just wants to have sexual relations with the trans women, hey, do your thing. But if he's lying to women and not disclosing what's going on, then that's the only time where I have an issue.
Yeah, there's a problem here.
But the person who really has a problem is a trans woman who's outing him because apparently he's been going to these little sexual parties and having sex with other women. And
now it's a mess.
Yeah. They weren't okay with it.
Because she's pissed off.
She's pissed. And she said the pastor, which was weird, Dwight Howard's pastor was threatening her, telling her that she needs to relocate. She needs to be quiet because she didn't sign an NDA and da 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 da. And it's just a lot of fuck shit going on.
Prayers. Prayers for this whole batch.
It's a lot going on.
Oh, Lord.
So to that I say, women.
To that I say, just come out and be who you are. And then you don't have to be outed.
Be who you are. And also, women, take ownership of your own bodies.
God.
You got to be careful because men out here are doing some things that they don't tell you.
Ooh, Jesus Christ. It's just too much. Bag has been flipped, tumbled, fumbled.
And the twist was Dwight Howard has been out for a butt injury.
Now, you keep bringing that up. I just can't.
No, they said it was a butt muscle, but you know the internet takes it and runs with it, saying, no wonder he's been out with a butt injury, da-da-da-da-da. I don't know. I don't follow Dwight Howard. I don't really follow that much basketball, but I for sure don't follow Dwight Howard.
Same.
And I didn't know.
The girl, she said he's a bottom, so. Yeah. You know what that means.
Yeah.
When you
Okay. I don't know what we're really expecting to come from this either. Healing.
Yeah. Healing for everyone involved.
Yeah.
So.
What else?
The Lion King.
Oh, I'm excited to see that.
Yes.
Did you see the trailer? The trailer?
The trailer was cute. I was waiting on a little smidge of a voice from Nala.
Everyone said Beyonce. They were waiting on Beyonce.
But I seen as soon as it started, it was like featuring Beyonce Knowles Carter. I'm like, okay, but we wanted a little.
Is Childish Gambino's going to be Simba?
Yeah. We needed a little something to like.
They released, I don't know if it's fake or real, a track list for the album soundtrack. Was that real?
I didn't get that far.
Okay.
That's probably not real.
I didn't think it was.
Man. Because this is coming when? In July?
Yeah. Disney is coming out.
Y'all showing it so early? I don't want to know about it.
You know how they gear us up top of the year.
God, give it to me in January.
Someone said that they were doing that. Their marketing team was superior because they knew that everybody was at home for the holidays, possibly in their childhood rooms, and then a movie.
Yeah, we love this shit. Lion King is literally probably one of my favorites. When I was like in eighth or ninth grade, they had Lion King 1.5. They had just some extended songs. And I used to play it every morning when I was getting dressed, girl, just to hear the track list.
I loved Lion King.
I wanna be the main event, like looking with the floor. I'm brushing up, I'm looking down, I'm working on my roar. So
Sire
good.
Naira,
yes.
And the Fire. Oh, I just can't wait to be king. Dun, 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 dun,
dun. Dun, 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 dun. Oh my God, yes, honey.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yes.
Yeah. Safe to say we'll be there.
When I get in the mood, I always listen to like a little Disney track list. You know, some good shit, like shit from The Little Mermaid.
So they're coming out with Aladdin, Lion King, Toy Story 4. What else
in
is
the
Disney?
Live action?
I don't know if they're going to be live action. I just know that. I think Toy Story 4 is going to be animated. Aladdin might be live action. Don't quote me. I know Will Smith.
It's going to be Genie. That would be that's going to be cool.
2019.
Jungle Book was good in live action.
I didn't see it.
Ooh, get into it.
Okay.
Get into it. Jungle Book was good in live action. Just some shit just drags me, and I know I'm going to be in tears again. Every time Mufasa dies, tears, heart-wrenching tears.
That was my first TV loss, I feel.
God,
like.
Disney always finds a way to really connect the audience, the kid, to some real-life shit. Because imagine being like 9, 6, 7, however old we were, and Mufasa dies.
Seeing the patriarch.
Tragic.
The patriarch of the family.
Just tragic.
Yeah.
And then especially when Simba was like, Dad, get up. Oh, my God. That little paw on Mufasa's dead body.
Scar, what a bitch.
I hate it, Scar.
So we're excited. We will be seeing that. Yeah, I saw the trailer. I loved it. I was excited about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Looking forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Spring, summer. Joggers. All right. So if you're listening to this podcast and you're new here, make sure you take a few moments to rate, review, subscribe. Take a screenshot, send it to a homegirl who's going to send it to a homegirl. We appreciate all the kind things that you ladies have written and said and sent to us. It's all appreciated. So the more you rate and review, the more other girlfriends will come to love us.
Yeah, we need you. There's only so much sharing we can do.
Yeah, so you have your review of
the
week.
So please, rate and review. Yes, I have our rate and review of the week. This one comes from Co105. She says, flowers for Brit and Jern.
Thanks.
Thank you for giving us our flowers.
Taking our roses.
She said, this podcast is everything. It's really that simple. I've been binge listening for months and value has been added to my life. B and G are my besties in my head. I appreciate all the care, time, and humor that goes into this creation. I learn here. I laugh. I'm challenged to think or rethink about a lot of things. Since I've begun listening, my skin is glowy.
Mm-hmm.
Diet, mm-hmm. Plant-based is popping. Mm-hmm. Hair is thriving. And I got a new man. Boom. Okay.
Hey, bestie.
We're glad that we could contribute to these areas in your life. Skin mm-hmm. glowing, diet popping, hair thriving, and she got a new nigga. Sounds like you're winning, sis. So thank you for taking the time to leave this amazing and heartfelt review. We appreciate you.
We really do.
And we will appreciate everyone else who does the same. Yeah. So we look forward to seeing you girls. We really read all of these with a smile.
A little flutter in our hearts.
We do. So we look forward to seeing more reviews popping up this week. And yeah, and also you sharing the podcast this week.
Sharing the podcast. That's the best way.
Sharing it on social media. That's giving your stamp of approval, your validation. And we all know that when people share things, that's a credible source. Your friends, your family, whoever's following you. Saying, hey, listen to this. Check this out.
Them.
Also, thank you to all the girls who shared our Black Friday Times, Small Business Saturday, and Cyber Monday.
Oh, yeah.
Posts. We appreciate you guys for that, too. But yeah, when you share it, that really does. That really speaks volumes.
Yes. So, now for our recap. Last week's episode 73. It's not you, it's meeting. It's me, the psychology of cheating. So in last week's episode, we chatted about our personal experience with being the cheater and the cheatee. We answered some homegirl questions regarding infidelity and elaborated on a few reasons why people step out on other people. Okay? We got down to the nit grit.
Yes, we did. The
Having
moral of that story.
Cocktail over there.
I was. The moral of that story was don't cheat.
Don't cheat. Don't cheat on me. Don't cheat on me.
It's don't sleep on me.
I know. I flipped it.
Oh.
I know it's don't sleep on me. Don't sleep on me.
Yeah, don't cheat. And if you are cheated on, don't take it personal.
And if you're cheating, I hope karma comes back and bites you in the ass with vampire teeth.
Damn.
Yeah. I do. I hope so.
Okay. So, yeah. We don't want you guys out there cheating.
No, don't
cheat. We want you to put out what you want to receive, and that's honesty.
Love, light, goodness.
There you go.
This week.
So, this week, we just wrapped up one of the first holidays of the fall winter.
Yeah.
Well, actually, Halloween.
Spring, summer.
Right. We just wrapped up one of the first holidays of the official holiday season, which was Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
The temps are cooling.
Mm-hmm.
People are experiencing a little bit of snowstorms, a little bit of rain. Mm-hmm. It was raining. Wasn't raining here?
No. Oh, we got one day of rain. Okay. Just a little bit on Wednesday night. But no, it was raining a lot up there.
As soon as I pulled up, it was raining. And it rained the majority of my stay.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it wasn't raining like that.
It was a switch up.
It was warm.
It's warm today. I was like, okay, I'm officially back in LA.
Yeah, my natural deodorant is getting put to the test. I'm like, okay. I stepped out of the car for church like, who?
So with the temps changing, we had daylight saving times. We thought it would be appropriate to talk about seasonal depression or seasonal affective disorder.
Yes.
Because a lot of our mommies, especially if you're over on the East Coast where you really experience this change in seasons, you may be affected by this. You may be feeling a little bit of change in your mood. Mm-hmm. And wondering what the fuck is going on.
Yeah.
So of course, we decided to come here with our knowledge, our tools, and our research. And give you a little insight on what may be going on with your body, with your mind, with your spirit.
Your soul.
Beloved.
Mm-hmm.
That was appropriate.
Yeah.
So let's break it down. So seasonal affective disorder, also known as SAD, is a seasonal mood disorder that usually erupts in October and November when the days become shorter and typically remits or stops when the spring approaches.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a spring summer baby. Well, literally, I was born at the end of summer, but I feel like I flourish in the spring or summer.
Yeah. Of course, I mean, it's warmer, it's brighter out, it's act up weather, you know, we're playing our songs.
The light-skinned Keisha.
Yeah. We're getting our drinks in. We're going to day parties and functions and pool parties. We're showing off the body that we've worked for. I need to get on this. I already said I need to start. Right in December, I start trying to turn on my bad bitch meter,
mm-hmm.
and I tell her, hey, we have to work.
Right.
6 months out, sad. Literally.
Still trying.
Sad. So sad can look and feel much like depression, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it has these seasonal patterns, so we understand when it's coming and when it's going. So it usually is beginning and ending with fall and spring and tending to happen similarly in consecutive years. So maybe you're not a person who deals with depression, like a clinical depression, but you might just be feeling the effects of the seasons being a little different and the time and, you know, the way it feels on us.
I think this is me. I mentioned this in our last mm-hmm. year's episode of Don't Kill My Vibe.
Yeah.
Around this time, I don't really get super excited about the holidays. Not really for no particular reason. Like, I don't really decorate. Like, you know how some people get super giddy? Like,
yeah.
Christmas music playing.
Like, it's festive.
Decorations, like, super excited. I don't get necessarily excited about them. I kind of have the adverse effect. I don't know. I just feel like a little bit of lack of motivation. Like, I really have to push myself to do things that'll probably usually come naturally. Mm-hmm. I feel like I have to give myself a little bit more of a push. So I wouldn't say that I necessarily feel like a complete depression, but I do feel a shift when the cooler months come along.
It's not bad, because there's some times during the winter months where I'm like, ooh, it's so nice. And I do like to be out when it's Christmas and, you know,
I like to go ice skating.
Yeah. When the holiday seasons kind of turn around, the October, November period is like, whatever, because I don't feel like there's any real physical or visual evidence like, hey, but Christmas is evident. It's like Christmas lights and trees and mm-hmm. ornaments and the music, and I like that. But once that first part of the of November, when the time goes back, I'm like, what the fuck?
Hate the time change.
I hate the time change. Affects me more than anything, and just wanting to be, it makes you want to be in the house, like cozied up. That's how I feel.
And I think I'm affected because I don't like being in the house. If I had to choose between being in the house and being out of the house, I would for sure choose out of the house.
Out of the house.
During the cooler months, it's like there's not many outdoor activities you can do.
There aren't.
It's like you're either, especially when it's raining, it's like, girl, get in the house.
I don't even know any like real winter functions that happen in LA.
Mm-mm.
You know, like in the summer, there's like a standing day party.
Yeah.
You know, like not toxic. I always defer back to toxic, but that's
like
so
lock
old.
And key.
Yes, lock and key or the ice cream sundae shit mm-hmm. or the parlor. There's shit like that that happens like standing like every Sunday.
Every
like
Sunday,
we going to
you
the
know
parlor.
For sure you can pull up to a day party.
Yeah, but it's funny that we are still going to work. You know, it's not like school, like where we're out on the summer. But we're already conditioned, like, in our minds, like, bitch, I'm on summer break.
Yeah, it's like, okay, summer's here.
We even though we still go clock
even
in.
Even though we
Monday
still have our
Friday.
Same work. Exactly.
You know, it's just the feeling of summer. Summer's just fun. You can let your titties hang out.
You can.
Yeah. So we kind of talked about it. And even if you feel like, maybe this is me, maybe your seasonal depression starts way sooner than October, November. Some people start feeling depressed or a little down or under the weather when they know summer's ending. You know, approaching September, end of August, early October, you're kind of like, damn, the fun is really over. It's official cuddle season or whatever, cuffing season. You know, once that transitions... And
yeah,
we,
especially if you're not cuffed or maybe if you don't get excited about your spending time with your family or maybe you don't have a family to spend the holidays with, those can also be some factors that can contribute to you feeling a little down.
Right. So I know you talked about the way you feel. You don't feel as motivated. I just kind of feel like bleh when the time changes. And then I kind of get acclimated to whatever's going on. But here are a few signs and symptoms of seasonal affective disorder or SAD. So maybe you're depressed. You have a depressed mood most of the day, nearly every day. So it's not like, oh, today was a bad day, but then tomorrow's like great. You kind of have that down and out energy. That kind of just drags and it lasts.
Yeah.
That could be what you're feeling. Maybe it's due to, you know, not as much sunlight, which is really the reason why this seasonal affective disorder hits us, because we're not getting as much sunlight and that vitamin D.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of effects there that your brain is not triggered the way you need it to be because there's not as much light. So maybe you're feeling that.
Or you may have changes in your sleep patterns. So mm-hmm. you may find yourself oversleeping, like you're just having a hard time waking up and you're laying in bed a little longer, whereas during other parts of the year you may be a morning person, up drinking your tea, doing whatever you have to do to get your day going, but you may feel like a lack of motivation when it comes to getting up, so you find a change in your sleeping patterns.
Yeah. Also, you might notice that you have difficulty with concentration and focus. That light that we were talking about, that helps with your alertness and feeling like bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and able to tackle the day. And we know that once we do this time change, we lose an hour, so it's darker earlier, it's getting darker late. You know, it's like when you wake up at 6, it looks like 5, doesn't it?
When you wake up at 6,
it's
actually
like 7. It's lighter.
Yeah, it's lighter.
But at night, it's darker.
Yeah.
So you almost feel like you have less time in the day to be productive.
For
because
sure.
At 4:30, I'm already like, fuck, I gotta hurry up and get home because it's getting dark.
Oh, I'd be so, this really stresses me out because I'm usually pretty mild-mannered when it comes to traffic. Like, I'm pretty acclimated to my commute. Like, yeah. I know, okay, it's gonna take me about 45 minutes, maybe to an hour on a bad day. But ever since the time has changed, I swear to God, it seems like the traffic has been kicking me in the ass because I leave when it's light.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still on the freeway when it's dark.
Yeah, by the time you touch down. Yeah, you might
and
be feeling
And I don't like
that.
Pulling up to my house when it's dark.
And really, it's just dark, but it's still the same time. But
it's the same time, but it feels like you don't got no time to kiki.
No, and at 7 o'clock, you're like, wow, what time is it? 9? Because it's pitch damn black.
I've been going to bed at 9:30.
I go to bed between like 9:30 and 11, depending.
9:30 and 11. I thought you were going to say between 9:30 and 10. Oh, I got to be between 9:30 and 2:30.
A little work shift.
Yeah.
Just depends on what I'm doing, but I try to get down and be settled by 9:30. So, yeah, maybe you're struggling with some concentration issues or some focus issues where you're just dragged to hell.
Okay. Right? Or you may be feeling anxious or more irritable than usual.
Mm.
Having difficulty managing your stress level. So, like, you have a short fuse. Don't fuck with me, okay?
Don't fuck with me.
I'm sad.
Don't fuck
Seasonal
with me.
Seasonal affective disorder. I don't have time for the bullshit. Maybe, you know, people really be popping off in these malls. Did you hear about the person getting shot at Black Friday in Alabama?
Yeah.
I believe.
But then the police shot the wrong person. Yeah, you didn't hear about that?
No.
That girl, they shot them. They brought that this person was the active shooter and they shot him. Of course, he's a person of color, black person. And they shot the wrong person. So the suspect is still at large.
Bitch, what?
That happened.
And that's why I just stay my ass in the house, you know? Because I've went to Black Friday a lot of times, but I remember one year.
It got crazy?
It didn't necessarily get crazy, but I felt in my spirit that it had the potential to get crazy. Like people, I felt like somebody was going to try to snatch my shit. You know, it was just a couple of people that didn't look like they had coin. Like that they were there to do the shopping with the rest of us. And I'm like, you know, I don't want to have to knuck and buck to cop a sale. Yeah. I just want to get my shit and go in peace.
Speaking of which, okay. So I didn't do black. I never really do Black Friday. Only time I pull up is to go to Sephora for the door. The door buster.
I know that's your thing.
Wow. So this year I was like, fuck it, I'm not going. But let me tell you how good the Lord is and how he favors me.
You went later?
No, I didn't even do that. I didn't even get up on my bed. I went online. I was like, let me see what they talking about.
They had it online?
Bitch.
All these years they've had it on.
Let me tell you, this is where it gets good.
Tell me.
So I get online, I'm doing my little web. I'm like, ooh, $15, girl, for the 12-ounce, the big one that I normally get. Put that in my cart. I go to enter my card information. Why do I have $20 in store credit? God! That is a testimony, okay? I don't know Brittany. As I was trying to put in my payment information, it kept saying zero balance. I'm like, wow. Customer of the day.
Right.
What's going on? $20 freaking credit. You know
so you
I'm blessed.
For free.
Free. And it's coming to my door. I didn't have to hit a door. I didn't have to hit a mall, go deal with any parking. None of that. And the girl got her stuff. I'm like,
I'm telling you.
I went on to try to buy something else. I'm like, let me see how much more credit.
Yeah, no, you with the blessings weren't coming. But
I have $3 and 86 cents more.
That can go towards something.
Yeah. And it was free shipping on Black Friday.
Wow, that's really a blessing. See, yeah.
All the way across the board.
I didn't hit the mall either, but what did we say? Oh, yeah, we said all that to say that you can get a little anxious and a little testy.
Yes.
When you're dealing with this seasonal affective disorder, that can cause you to have a very short fuse. So that's a symptom that you might want to look out for.
Too. Yeah. Also, I'm piggybacking on that. I feel like I'm in class. Piggybacking on what Jen said, you might have a reluctance to engage with others and a desire to be in the house. Just be alone. Tap in and just be by yourself. Maybe you're feeling that. Like, you know what? I don't feel like.
Withdrawing,
exactly. And just wanting to stay in the house with your dog. Me too.
You may be craving some carbohydrate-rich foods. Mm. Which means you may be gaining a little bit of weight.
I've lost weight. I feel like my appetite has decreased severely. I be like trying to force myself to eat.
Okay, I've been having a really... Okay, so on Thanksgiving, I ate my usual. I just feel like we wait around too long.
What time did y'all eat? Dinner?
We ate dinner like at 5 or 6-ish. What time y'all eat?
Like the food was ready by like 3. Oh, 3-ish.
Okay. Caucasian
vibe. Everything was done, but we were just fucking around. We were playing that Long Beach Monopoly. Okay. Monopoly, whatever.
Caucasian vibe.
Yeah, we were just having a good time.
We had ours about... 5 or 6, and the turkey wasn't even done, but I wasn't tripping because I wasn't eating that anyway. I'm like, I don't care. Turkey's not done.
So you just had the sides and shit and mm-hmm. chill. So what are you saying? It wasn't good?
Oh, I was talking about the cravings for more food, carbohydrate-rich foods, and uh-huh. gaining weight. What was I?
I said I had lost some.
You were saying you lost weight, but people that are battling with this disorder... They may really be gaining weight, and it's tempting because we have all these foods. We're having dinners. I mean, we have Thanksgiving dinner. We have Christmas dinner, New Year gumbo. Hey.
Friendsgiving.
We know we're having ugly sweater parties and all this. So you're just eating, or craving. And you're noticing that you're picking up a little weight around the holidays.
If you don't like your weight, just send it to my address so I can pick it up.
I wish that's how it worked.
I've lost
Hey,
so
I want to pack up some weight and send it over to Brittany.
Girl.
I've been trying to get an ass for the past. But yesterday, Graham was like, ooh, I see it with some little hips. And I'm like, don't play with me. Do not play. Because all I need is one person to tell me that a hip is for me. Shit.
I'm losing weight. I'm like, okay, ass, where'd you go?
Right.
Come back to me.
To get in the gym.
Yeah, seriously. So you might have some low energy, or you might feeling lethargic. Ties into all of this, really, that you don't want to interact. You know, you want to stay in the house, be by yourself.
Down in
on
the
inside. Your energy just might be low.
Mm-hmm. Or you're losing interest in things that you find interesting or enjoyable. So if you used to always get up and ride your bike, you no longer want to do that, probably because of the weather. So,
and probably because it's dark at 4.
That's the annoying part. It's like, I can't even do what I do.
I can't even roll and pee.
I can't go to the park. I can't go outside and read my book. It's just different.
Yeah, and ultimately, we might just be craving sunlight. We love the summer.
In LA, we're really blessed because, like, it's sunny, like,
every day.
I can count on about one hand for this year how many times it's rained, like a real rain.
Yeah.
And even, like you said, it rained for one day and then left.
Yes.
But I saw for our New York, our East Coast mommies, when it was snowing that day, that one day, like a couple weeks ago, cars were like in all different directions on the street. They were completely, the street was completely white. Cars were covered in snow. People, like,
I could not live in New York.
It was taking people like 3 hours to get home.
Managing between the weather.
I would be standing outside on top of my car like, everybody figure it out.
No, between the weather and using that public transportation, I couldn't live there. I just feel like you got to have a certain, like, fucking gutta savage life. You got to really be ready to knuck and buck and thug.
Especially
with
the
motherfuckers
on
the train. I just couldn't. God bless you all.
And then there's rats down there. I have a phobia of rats and mice.
So we're going to jump on to the fixes. How can we get through this? Because we don't want to live in this sad, literally. The sad state of mind. We want to
rise above and flourish.
Yes. So let's
try. We want to be light in dark spaces.
Yeah. We're going to try some light therapy. So seasonal affective disorder is basically a lack of light, right? And not the low temperature, literally like light. So you should prioritize getting outside on sunny days as much as you can. Once you see that little sunlight peek from behind those clouds, get your ass outside.
Mm-hmm.
But aside from that, we have these light boxes, lamps, and visors that can provide up to 10,000 watts or lux of light. Functioning as a sun replacement. So light therapy has been shown to be very effective for treating seasonal affective disorder.
Yes.
You have to make sure you get your device from a reputable company.
Yeah, we're not just putting, you know, a cover light bulb. You know how people be having the light bulb without the covering.
The effect, yeah.
Yeah.
We ain't doing that.
There's a certain source you need. You also want to maintain a steady sleep schedule. Okay, so since we're often having problems or disturbances in our sleep patterns and our circadian rhythms, it's important that we set a sleep schedule. So say, hey, I'm going to sleep earlier so that I can rise earlier and catch the light.
Yeah.
I need to be in bed by 9:30. I get up about 6:37. I catch the light as soon as it starts and my day feels a little longer versus going to sleep later and then you're waking up and you already missed a lot of the light.
Sicko mode. Next, kind of piggybacking. Again, we're piggybacking on this light therapy thing. We want to spend some time outdoors in nature. So sad and seasonal affective depression or disorder, can make you want to hibernate and lock yourself indoors until the spring. You turn into a bear. But spending time outdoors and in nature combats the desire and restores your mood and energy level. So get outside, maybe be barefooted on some grass, do some grounding, take yourself on a picnic on a nice day, look at the weather, find out when there's going to be some sunny days if your city or your state permits it.
Yeah, if you're in New York, you probably can't ground.
No.
But bundle up when you see a little speck of light and just get out there.
Get out there.
Go to, girl, I don't even know, the boroughs or whatever.
Girl, goodbye.
But go on a vacation. Say you are in New York and there's just no hope for you. Go on vacation. I know Mexico, a lot of people go to Mexico around this time because the weather is legit.
Yeah.
We think like, oh, I should go to Mexico in the summer. But really, that's when it's hurricane season, which is why it's cheaper because some shit might come in and wipe you out. But if you go during this time, like December, a lot of people go during the new year. I want to do that.
That was supposed to.
It might not be too late.
Next year. Oh, I mean, maybe if you see something.
Yeah. But when you take these winter vacations to these sunny climates, it can definitely help you alleviate the symptoms of seasonal affective disorder because, I mean, it's lit there. The weather is warm. The water's warm. It's a break away from your sick city that is dealing with the sick weather.
Yeah.
The Caribbean. Jamaica, probably.
Plantains. All right.
Speaking the prices are double, though, because like it'll be like 400 something to go to Tulum in the summer, and now it's like 800.
Yeah. So we want to eat a balanced diet. Craving carbs can make you gain weight, which itself can contribute to a bad mood and a negative outlook. It's nothing like gaining a few LBs when you didn't mean to. So try to find a balance between indulging your craving for carbs and eating sufficient amounts of protein and vegetables while not going over your normal caloric intake. So it's about balance. There has to be a natural way to, you know, you might gain a few pounds over the winter, like Brittany said, because we're eating with our families. We're having all these decadent meals that we normally wouldn't indulge in. But you can still be mindful of your food intake so that, you know, you're not fucking yourself from the front and the back.
Right. You don't want to completely lose yourself. I was listening to the Free Yourself album by Fantasia. She was really in her back.
Oh, I need to get on in
it. Maybe you don't pay me no mind. Lastly, medication. So a lot of people who suffer from seasonal affective disorder, they may experience just general depression. So they may take antidepressants throughout the year. But if you're only experiencing this during a certain time, you can take the antidepressants during the season. Like start during maybe the fall and then slowly wean yourself off. But of course, these need to be prescribed from your physician. So if you speak with a therapist, psychotherapist, your doctor, they can prescribe you some medication if you just can't seem to pull yourself out of this funk with other techniques and methods.
And seasonal affective disorder, that's you can almost self-diagnose yourself with that. So you don't have to go see like your doctor if you're not trying to get on any medication.
Yeah.
Like, I think I have seasonal affective disorder. You kind of can gauge the way you feel if you pay attention to your body and, you know, just if you're mindful with your overall wellness. So, you know.
Like a pattern.
Yeah.
And it might not even be because of the light. It might be because, okay, this is a season where I got to spend hella money. Gifts, celebration, toasting.
We'll chat about that.
Yeah. We will.
Yeah.
So, if you're feeling any of these feelings, we hope that you can implement some of these suggestions to help you work through it. Luckily, it's short term. You know, we're not going to be in these cold, gloomy months forever. It's just about what? A third of the year.
Yeah. But we know it's tough.
Yeah, we know that it's tough. And that's why we're here.
Yeah.
But it's not impossible to overcome. So once you have awareness about it, you know, when the next season comes around, you can start implementing, like pull out your light, start getting outside, you know, so that you can combat these feelings before they fully consume you.
There it is.
That's all.
Now it's time to pick up a pen.
We're dropping a gem. So... in line with this episode, we thought that it would be appropriate for our gym this week to be one of the SAD lamps, mm-hmm. seasonal affective disorder lamp. So this is a lamp available on Amazon. It's called the Verilux Happy Light Compact Personal Portable Light Therapy Energy Lamp, long name.
Yeah.
But it's perfect for people that are battling with seasonal affective disorder. So it works by emitting the lux. Yeah.
The light water just.
Yeah, it's it mimics a bright sunny day. You can also, it's also cool because you can put it on your desk. It's portable, so you can put it on your desk if you need to. Maybe you work in an office that's really dark and doesn't get a lot of light, or maybe your bedroom doesn't have a window in it. I know my room does not have a window. It has a little skylight, but it doesn't have like a big window, so it would be very hard for me to get light in there.
Yeah.
So this lamp will be perfect for me if I needed it. Or for you. So we're going to have this down in the show notes as an affiliate link. So if you do get it, it helps us a little bit and it helps you a lot of it.
There it goes. So grab you one. Grab you one, or maybe someone. Maybe it's not necessarily for you. Maybe you have to be a vessel, a blessing. Maybe you know someone else who might be feeling down during the holidays. And maybe you've noticed that, you know, they're super chatty and friendly during the spring, summer months. And a little down during the latter part of the year. And maybe this is a nice gift that you can gift them for the Christmas or I'm thinking about you gift. Right.
So sweet. So they say that they recommend starting with 10 minutes a day and then increasing your usage from 30 minutes up to an hour daily until you find a time that is most effective for you.
Beautiful. So now it's time for our girlfriend gag.
Girlfriend gag.
The girlfriend gag is where you can send your questions, comments, concerns to us, and we will dish tea about it and gag about it here on the show. You can email us at contact@theblackgirlbravado.com, or you can slide in our DMs, and yeah, we like to come here.
Yes, you can. So one of the homegirls left this comment in our Facebook group.
Which, mind you, join.
Yes.
We're gonna get more active in there.
Yeah. The Blog Girl Bravado Podcast. Homegirl Hangout. And we thought it would be appropriate to talk about this here today on the show. So sometimes if we don't comment directly on Facebook, just listening, we may bring it on the show. She says, hey, homegirls, as the holiday season approaches, what are some tips to steer away from falling into sadness about what a fuck nigga did to you?
Dead.
Thank you in advance. The holidays.
So
it can be tough.
Yeah.
We put so much emphasis on the holidays.
Right. Love the people you love all
year. And love the people that love you. So, ooh, you know what?
First step. Does he love you?
What a fuck nigga did to you. Instead of worrying about what a fuck nigga did to you, let's worry about how after the holidays, post-holidays, which is the new year, we're going to make sure a fuck nigga will never be able to do these things to us.
Come on.
Again.
Come on. Testify
then. We're turning our L's into lessons, baby.
Go ahead then.
That's what we have to do, because as soon as you start to harp on what a fuck nigga did and how he hurt you and how he didn't call you and wish you a happy Thanksgiving or Merry Christmas, you go into the sunken place and we don't want you there. So we want you to rise above and eliminate.
Yeah, and just think about all the good things and good people you're interacting with. Everybody that you're already surrounding yourself with. That's who. Don't let him take your energy, girl. Mm-mm. Especially when he might not even be thinking about you. If you say he's already ruined your life, now he's ruining the holidays. Oh no, you won't get my life and Christmas. You won't. Okay,
you will not. And if he does creep in and you know that he's not good for you, because the holidays are a time when people like to come through the back door with their Merry Christmas and their Happy Thanksgiving,
send back the I'm good, love and joy,
or send back nothing.
Say blessings to you and your family.
No response is a response, and he'll have to spend his holidays knowing that you no longer give a fuck.
Blessings fuck to nigga. Rich the kid.
So, I mean, you know, you can play it. You can do it with the I'm good, love, and joy, the stab, or you can do the disregard.
Or I would just be like, Merry Christmas, and never say nothing else. You can be kind. You can kill him with kindness, but don't let that door get open. And then you know what else? Once he responds, don't say nothing else.
Yeah, leave it there.
Hey, I'm cordial. I'm godlike. I'm a reflection of the Christ. But we are not going to go back and forth. Merry Christmas. Period.
People love when they no longer have control.
Whop. That's it.
The landing. So yeah, we hope that helps you, baby girl. Enjoy your holiday season. Remember, you.
You too.
You maintain ownership over your life. You control how you want it to go.
We should totally start doing some sort of visual for this. Because you were like, you, with your eyes closed. You
I think maintain. The visuals were really cool. You guys get only a little snippet of what really goes down. But if you had the visuals, honey.
It goes down and then it go down.
I'm not even going to say.
What? Because it's always act up weather?
The way you show baby boy. Huh? The reenactment of baby boy.
Baby boy.
In church.
Oh, okay. Stop. Okay. We're going to go right here. Love you guys. We hope this was good for you. Miss okay. you. Chat soon.
Bye. Toodles. Bye.